the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3 in Grand Rapids and Greenville. My name is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio this morning with Jop.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. It's going to be a great weekend. It's not going to be too hot out there. Get out and fire up your grill. You know we're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. We got lots of tips coming up in the next hour and a half, so stay with us. But we've got Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery still hanging with us in the studio, man. Glad you're still here, Chaz. We're having a little bit of this amber teas. If you're just tuning in, tell us a little bit about that again.
It's what's for breakfast.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Well, you know, there's always a good time to drink beer. That's usually any day that ends in Y,
right?
And any hour that ends in an hour. So
I get
we
that.
Should drink more.
Well, anyway, we are primarily a grilling show, and a good beer goes along with grilling. Speaking of grilling, next Saturday, we're going to be going live to Garrett's Appliance in Wyoming on 28th Street, and they've got a big sale going on, and the grilling guys are going to be there from 9 to 11 doing a live show. We've got a lot of cool guests showing up, but Garrett's is pulling out all the stops next weekend, and they're going to have food, they're going to have fun, they're going to have deals on appliances, on grills. That's a gorgeous store. I don't know, Jop, if you've had a chance to go in there lately, but they've totally redone it again. The place is ginormous, and we're going to have fun because we've got, after the show, I'm going up head-to-head. I'm taking my tech, and I'm going head-to-head against the Weber guy and against the Wolf Grill guy, and we're going to have a little grill-off. And we're going to let you, the listener, or whoever shows up, Joe off the street guy, you're going to go taste the food and you're going to get to vote and see which one you like the best. So a little bit of fun.
I might have to swing by for that.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot of fun.
Chicken.
Bob's going to throw down. He's gonna have the whole garb on, and he's going to make it look like he knows what he's doing. Well, I guess
it's time to put up or shut up.
Right. I guess he really does. Speaking of knowing what you're doing, Bob, we got a little healthy grill segment here with one of our mutual buddies named Carl. Has a pretty awesome backstrap recipe. You guys that are got some venison left in the freezer, if by now, heck, we're at the end of May, first part of June, you might have eaten all the loin. But if you got some of it left, Bob's got a pretty good recipe. What's that all about, Bob?
Yeah, and we talked about it last week, and we never got to this segment. So this is Carl Stradoff's venison recipe. It's we use backstraps and we butterfly them, and then we're going to make a filling for them. We're going to take some feta cheese, we're going to add a little thyme, rosemary, a little olive oil, and we're going to lay that feta cheese, and we're going to lay it right down the center of that butterfly, and we're going to put some fresh spinach leaves in there. We're going to roll it up and tie it, and we're going to grill it. Now, if you want to marinate that backstrap, it's okay to marinate it too, and you can use a little olive oil, a little maybe lemon, and some wine vinegar touch of it, and just give that a little marinate for some moisture. But basically, you're going to grill this thing really quick. And by the time that meat looks about done, pull it off, park it, and then wait about 10 minutes in a park, and start slicing it so that you have nice little pinwheels.
Little medallions.
It's gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah, it's just going to be a nice little hockey puck, and got a really nice presentation on it. You can put any kind of a little sauce, a hollandaise, or serve it with anything you like, you know, if you want to make for a good presentation. But that is a beautiful way to really complement a backstrap, especially for people that don't necessarily eat venison or maybe they're afraid of it. If you present it like that, and it's so tasty and so gorgeous, they'll have to try it, and they'll love it.
Bob, for maybe if our listeners don't know, you use the term butterfly. Really all you're doing is taking and slicing that about three-quarters of the way through lengthways and laying it open so you can put those filling in the middle, and then you're going to bring it back together, correct?
Yeah, if you look at the shape of a backstrap, it's generally kind of rounded and then flat. So you want to go to that round side, put the flat side down on the board, and go to that round side and kind of cut down on a diagonal each way, so you're making a triangular cut into it, and you fold it open. And then you can fold it back up, and it's really a fun way to grill some meat, because feta cheese, you can substitute that with blue cheese too, but feta is a lot healthier for you. And
so when you're doing this, Bob, you're just going to sear it for like one sip of beer and then roll it on your infrared grill, and then you're going to sear that and just keep going until you get all the way around?
Yeah,
it's about a two beer cook. It's more than one, because it's a pretty thick piece of meat.
Okay.
But speaking of that, Chaz, what kind of beer would you serve with something like that?
Well, I'd go for an ESB, an extra special bitter. It's a real balance between hops and malt. because you're going to get some great stuff out of that herbs, but you've still got that good meaty flavor in there and stuff. And our Treasure Chest ESB would be a great match for that. So I'd make sure you had a 12-pack on hand.
Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're talking right now with Chaz Thompson from Schmoes, and coming up, we've got the best information you could ever have on stoning or paving your patio. So if you want to build a nice paver patio, we're going to get you tuned up. We've got the man here today. So.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that when Rick gets here from the custom patios, but or perfect patios,
so,
excuse me.
If you get a chance, you can hit us on Facebook, because for the next five people that hit us on Facebook, we've got some Kogel certificates for you. Each certificate is worth two packs of Kogel Viennas, which are heavenly. I don't know, you know, when the last time you had some is, but these things are like my favorite hot dog. And we've got a nice stack from the good folks at Kogel's, a new sponsor. And just log into Facebook, hit the Grilling Guys radio show, like us as a friend, and the next five people that do that, we're going to contact you back, and we're going to put these in the mail. So nice little value there.
Right. Bob, you know, one of the subjects that's near and dear to my heart as a grilling guy is cleanliness. Nothing can ruin a great holiday party and barbecue than if somebody gets ill from a little carelessness on the preparation table. And I want to talk a little bit about cutting boards today. It's so very easy to cross-contaminate a cutting board. And that sounds like a technical term, but all it is real simple, guys. Don't mix your meat that's cooked with where you were preparing the meat when it was raw.
That could be a new show. You could be the Ill Grill.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't want to be the Ill Grill. We're supposed to teach people how to do it right, not wrong.
Oh.
But anyway, it's real simple. But just keep some disinfectant wipes with you or something to sterilize that cutting board. Rinse it off before you go from the preparation to presentation with the final cutting.
Yeah, Clorox makes some really nice little sanitary wipes that have the disinfectant right in there if you don't have water where you're at. Like if it's a picnic or anything, Jop's right. Keep wiping that stuff down, especially poultry or pork. Beef, not so much.
Right, but the poultry especially, you know, if you've got your chicken sitting out, I mean, it's holiday weekend, right? We're all grilling, the kids are running around, we got getting prepped beside the grill there, and maybe you get distracted or something, and the longer that chicken sits on that cutting board, the worse it's going to get.
Or pavement.
Right. Won't go there, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, you know, the same thing holds true in brewing that a lot of people don't realize is that probably 90% of brewing is cleaning. And making sure everything's clean. So carries over because we see beer as a food product. Same thing you're talking about. Clean up. Keep it sanitary.
Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3. My name is Barbecue Bob. I'm in here with Jop, and I'm going to bore you for just a second again, Jop. I know you think I kind of talk about this stuff too much, but it's barbecue classes. They're coming up. They're getting really close. We have two of them ready to hit. The first one is June 14th at Alpha and Omega in Williamston, Michigan. That's going to be a fun class because this place is right on Grand River Drive. It's also Grand River Rental. They've got a cool facility, really good folks. I've known them for years. They're a tech and a good one dealer. So we're going to be doing, Rob Russell and myself are going to ride in on the horses. We're going to be towing that big chuck wagon, and we're going to put on a barbecue class. And that is, again, on the 14th. That is, their address is 1039 West Grand River Avenue in Williamston, and you can check them out by sending them an email at alphaandomegachimney@gmail.com, or you can just hit their website, alphaandomega.com, and get registered for that class. It's $80. It's on the 14th. It's from 5 to 9.
Ladies, if you're listening, that'd be an excellent Father's Day gift. Keep that in mind. $80, you can get rid of the man for 4 hours.
Yep.
Plus, he's got to probably drive an hour to get there, so you'd have the whole day that he could go over there and do that. But
yeah.
Seriously, I've sat through a couple of Rob's classes. He'll be on a little bit later in the show talking about some baked beans that he's going to do with us. But if you get an opportunity to learn from a guy like Rob Russell, you're going to walk away with some stuff that you can really take and impress the heck out of your neighbors. You know, create that grill envy
we
all have.
And it's a fun 4 hours. It's not like class. We're feeding you nonstop throughout the whole thing, so it's really a good deal. The next one is the next day on the 15th at Hanson Feed and Seed in Greenville, and they're at 6672 South Greenville Road. and you can hit them at hansonfeedandseed@yahoo.com for an email. But basically the same deal. They're charging $80. We do these classes all over the country. It's a fun time. I've never gotten done with one of these and had anybody say, wow, what a waste of time. They usually hang around and want to talk when we're done, and it's community stuff, man. It's fun, and we feed you until you can't walk. So
yep, gonna learn a lot of coma. Gonna learn a lot of techniques there. Gonna be able to try out some equipment that we talk about all the time.
Yep.
You'll see it live and in motion. You know, again, this is the holiday weekend, and we can't forget those that have given their lives to preserve the freedom that we have. So please take a minute and just contemplate that. And it is Memorial Day, and we're proud to be Americans, and those that gave the ultimate sacrifice to have this a couple knuckleheads talk on the radio about grilling, we're very appreciative. One other tip I want to give today is the jalapenos that I talked about right at the end of the last segment. A lot of our listeners have told us that they when they're in the using the jalapenos, they'll touch themselves and their skin will burn or their fingers will start burning. The easiest way to avoid that, obviously, is with a set of latex gloves that you're cooking with. But if in fact you don't have any and you do get the oil from the pepper on your skin, or heaven forbid you rub your eye because ooh, that one burns,
or but, take a potty break, that's even worse,
right? But rubbing alcohol will cut that. So if you've got some rubbing alcohol in your house, just put it on a cotton swab or even on a Kleenex or whatever and rub it off, and take the burn out of that.
And there's another one that works really well. It's the hand sanitizers have alcohol in them. That works equally as well, and it's in a pump bottle.
Yeah, and then to carry that one step further, if your mouth's on fire because you can't take it anymore, try a dairy product. Either it's a couple spoonfuls of yogurt or a glass of milk, and that seems to take the fire out of it as well.
Or a bottle of Schmoes.
We use IPA.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does that work equally as well?
India Pale Ales have a lot of good oils in them that'll lift those oils right off.
Real men can handle a jalapeno, Randy, okay? Don't even go down that road. This is darn near tofu, okay?
Hey, man, you know what? There are everybody that likes it as hot as you do, baby.
I'm pulling your card. Get your wallet out. Hey, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're here each and every Saturday from 9 to 11. We talk about grilling technique, foods. We've got some great sponsors and wonderful partners that come in alongside of us. One of them is here today, and it's Schmoes Brewery. Chaz Thompson, the master brewer there. Chaz, thanks so much for joining us today, and we always look forward to seeing you. We're going to come down there and grill some Saturday, and
yeah, we just
need
to
put that on the calendar. So we are going to, and you're going to come out to our picnic, we've called it, but basically the winner of the Name the Pig contest, we're going to his house on June 18th, so that'll be something to watch out for. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hang with us, because in the next segment, we've got Rick from Grand Designs and Perfect Patio in the studio with us. This guy is going to teach us how to put an awesome, awesome hardscape patio in our backyard, and you're going to be amazed at how affordable it is. And we're also going to talk a couple recipes, so stick with us. We'll be right back.